Welcome to Urban Wine Life on the Bougie Black Brother Network. Good afternoon and welcome to Urban Wine Life. I'm Michael, your Bougie Black Brother. And today is Friday, so it's time for our wine review. So this was one of the collection of car wines that I had. And there was a couple that, because my name is Carr, I was like, let's try out, you know, let's see what they have and see how good it is and see if my namesake is worthy. I think this is the last of them. I believe it was a Sauvignon Blanc, and they had two other ones. It forgives me, but I just showed them on screen. But this was the last one because if you... Probably, I think about a year or two ago, I had a Viognier, and this is what it is, a Viognier, which is different because a lot of you get that actual grape that's in France, and it's related to a certain wine that they call. So that Viognier grape is used with a certain wine in France, and only that one can be done that. But the last Viognier that I had more of a peachy, almost semi-Sauvignon Blanc taste. And I wasn't too pleased with it. I said, if I want something that tastes like Sauvignon Blanc, I might as well get a Sauvignon Blanc. Just like the Camry commercial said, hey, this is just like a Camry. So why would I get something like a Camry when I should just buy a Camry? Makes no damn sense. Anyway, off subject, but this one was a Viognier and it was a late harvest. So it's funny about that because look at the shape of the bottle and look at the ounces is like really, really low. But it's because a late harvest, mostly late harvest wines happen to be a dessert wine. And I'm like, how's a Viognier a dessert wine? Mostly late harvest Rieslings that you hear and or ice wines and different things like that, even Chenin Blanc. And that's going to come up again. So it's a little foreshadowing. But late harvest is usually a dessert wine. So my anticipation was on one end, it was a Viognier, but I didn't put a lot of emphasis on the late harvest. Shall I actually taste it? So this one was very, very different. So I like this one because the aromas that came off was very, very, very aromatic. So aroma wise. So they said dried apricot and really soft notes of honeysuckle and ripe nectarine, white peaches, blah, 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 blah. So here's the other thing. This is a $20 bottle. So look at the amount in there. You're not taking a whole glass of this. You're really taking really just small sips because this is actually a dessert wine. Look how syrupy, kind of thick that is. But it's beautiful. Look how deep that yellow is on there. So really, 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 really good. But again, this is from that winery. It's the Santa Ynez Valley, and I decided to break this one open because, hey, I just wanted a taste of this one, especially with the weather being casual. So let's get a whiff of this and taste and try the aroma coming off of this. So yes, it's the peach. The peach jumps out at you. If you have like a really juicy peach, this isn't that white peach. This is that yellow, juicy, squeeze that peach and it drips all out. This is what you're getting from the aroma popping off. Not really too much of a stone smell off of that. Slightly mineral. You have that mineral smell and everything coming off of that as well. But pretty good. So it's inviting. So it's usually peach, pears, and some minerality. And that's what I got, only some. So now, let's get a taste.
Mm-hmm.
absolutely, absolutely a dessert wine. This is way, way too sweet to try to have with a meal or anything like that. This is way too sweet to kind of go from that. So you're getting a really syrupy, peachy, apricots, and it's thick. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to say it's tannic, but it's kind of, it's a thick, juicy type of feel for that. But very, very sweet. So if you're diabetic, stay away from this late harvest stuff, because I'm telling you what, it'll chatter your teeth how sweet this is. It's sweeter than your normal sweeter wines like a Muscat, a Riesling, Chardonnay Blanc, or Vouvray. I'm trying to say Viognier, but that's a Viognier. But a Vouvray. This is very sweet. It's a dessert wine. So, you know, dessert wines is really, really sweet. So I'm going to have this with like some ice cream and some cake and whatever. So I'm going to hold it from that. And you notice this is a 2015 as well. So this is 5 years old. So remember, with these really sweet, sweet wines, they'll last a lot longer because the sweetness would dissipate a little longer than you would something that was less sweet. And then it starts breaking down from that. But these dessert wines, ice wines, sweeter wines, it just breaks down in the complexities and the wine changes and it stays pretty good. But this one is a sweet ass wine, but it's very tasty. So if you like sweeter wines, this is a really tasty wine. But be aware, because a Viognier and a late harvest Viognier are two different kinds of wines. Just like a late harvest Riesling is way different than a regular Riesling, especially the ones that I like get from Germany, like a Spätlese, a Bier Nachtlese, Cabernet, all of those. You do not want a really late harvest unless you know what you're getting. But not bad. This is a not bad dessert wine if that's what you're looking for. I really don't like a lot of sweet wines this sweet and dessert wines because I don't do a lot of desserts. But if you're doing some desserts and you're having little parties, this is a really nice little aperitif or after teeth. And I'm not sure what the after teeth is. So when you have a dessert, this is a nice little, but make sure you want to get a little bit of it because it's so concentrated and alcohol content and everything from that. But I'm Michael, your bougie black brother. See us every Friday on urbanwinelife.com or Urban Wine Life on YouTube. On Bougie Black Brother Network, where you see all the videos and you get a look at what's going on as opposed to listening to me yabber along. Well, thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen, and we'll see you next time on Urban Wine Life.